Oversight Committee?
Yeah, me. The report, unfortunately, is not in the book, but it is here. So,
do that. Help.
Everyone should take one, and
I'll do it. You can go ahead.
Pass it down. Okay.
Audit report. People are asking me to announce the next governance committee meeting. We canceled it because it conflicted with the travel of this meeting. It's been proposed, I believe, for November 12th or that week of November, but we haven't agreed on that date finally.
The reason I have it kind of turned like that is because it got stapled kind of wrong. Let me just go through the points. This is the audit committee, and I'm the chair of the audit committee. The first thing that we wanted to address, we already addressed earlier, and that was to replace some directors on the committee. We also talked about the interdivisional transfers, the reconciliation that was asked for in TMB motion number 43 on August the 23rd, 2004. And, I mean, you can read it, but what it said is we wanted our independent auditor to go ahead and audit the inter-unit transfers beyond those for central services since, thank you, January the 1st, 2002. But they weren't in order to be reviewed. So before the audit began, the accountant in Pacifica actually put the schedules together. It took him about 270 hours to do that. And if Mr. Wisdom, our independent auditor, had done that, he would have charged $200 per hour, and it would have cost us $54,000. So Alvin, yep, our accountant did that. Mr. Wisdom, however, is willing to do a limited review with a written report, and he'll use Alvin Yip's schedules to do that. He'll follow certain procedures, but he'll issue no comments on the reasonableness or the allowability or allocability of these costs, and he'll charge anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. So I asked the controller, Ben Garcia, not to commit to Mr. Wisdom's proposal at this time. And I don't know, we should bring it up before the board. If you really want to do it, it will take quite a bit of discussion, or to give the audit committee a chance to try to work on it a little bit further. Right now, I really don't know what direction we're going to take, except we did have a member of the finance committee, Dave, who wanted to look at the source documents. To look at the source documents, you have to actually go to one of the stations, either the national office or one of the stations, to see those source documents. And so I had thought if the DMB authorized it, as the chair of the audit committee, I would accompany Dave, right? And we would go either to Berkeley or to one of the stations and see, look at the source documents to verify, to do the work, really, that Mr. Wisdom is going to do, which would test transactions and apply audit procedures. Of course, he's going to charge $5,000 to $10,000, and you'll just have to pay for our airfare and hotel. I'm sorry. Dave, well, let me finish. Okay, and then you can do that. You've got the report in front of you. Okay, a duty of the audit committee. In the bylaws, it really doesn't say that we have that many duties. So what we have to do is look at it and figure out really what our obligation is. And I didn't put it in the report, and I just remembered it. I contacted a CPA firm and asked him for a reference to firms that actually train the audit committee to give us an idea of who, what we're supposed to be doing. Okay. That kind of leads up to here. A duty of the audit committee is to decide if the outside auditor is right for the organization. Me personally, I believe that the rate of $200 an hour for a nonprofit entity is too high. $200 an hour is what Mr. Ross charges. The audit committee, therefore, would like to look at this a little bit closer, compare the rates and the duties, and see if we can attract a qualified CPA at a lower rate. If so, we may come back with a recommendation that we want to engage a new auditor. My last point from the report is a little, okay, anyhow, let me go along with it, okay, because it's a little controversial. We were, or at least I was informed that we have an outstanding legal bill with a Los Angeles firm, which is Fulbright and Jaworski. And here, you need to have this too. Bonnie?
As in Senator Fulbright and Leon Jaworski. That Fulbright and Jaworski.
The Fulbright, and before Mr. Adelson kind of takes that away, he has had some experience with him. Okay, so on July the 15th, Lonnie, our CFO, he didn't really allude it. He stated that we were going to write off certain legal bills at the end of the fiscal year, which ended September the 30th. I was sent the invoices from this law firm, and I did a very preliminary review just to see if these bills were valid. My preliminary review concluded that they were valid. So I actually went into the law firm and I did an audit, a review of these bills, and you'll see them.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think this ought to be moved to executive session.
Please.
Because we shouldn't be putting this stuff out on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we shouldn't.
We don't want to admit whether we owe or don't owe or any of that, and we should discuss it in executive session.
We took action on these previously.
I don't think we did.
Not this board, the previous board.
I'd like to move the whole. I'd like
the
to second
discussion. The
motion
to
move the whole discussion to executive session for tomorrow morning during the discussion of the lawsuits.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes.
Is there some, in regard to this report then, is there some confidentiality in this report?
Yes, Lonnie.
I would like to say that myself that I assume that these bills are not or are not valid, and that for the record, and that what you say is not reflected.
Could you use the microphone, Lonnie, so it's on the recording?
Yes.
That's as important as
you do. Use a microphone.
Use a microphone. Just stand near one of the bathrooms.
So, Lonnie, okay. You don't have to get into it in detail. Please. That's fine. Enough said.
That's it.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
My question is.
Yes, there is confidential.
Should we retrieve these minutes? And because this is an opinion, right? Item number four is an opinion.
Retrieve the report, you mean?
Can we decide that in the discussion in executive session? There's been a motion to move to executive session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to move this discussion to executive session.
Tomorrow morning?
Do you want these back?
Tomorrow morning
during the
executive session. Well, you guys are able to keep them.
Yeah.
And okay. Please, everybody that has them, please make sure you take them with you.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that basically concludes for now the report of the audit committee, and I know that Dave has something to say about number two.
Dave? Yeah, I just want to say what our exchange was when I got the audit, it's essentially impenetrable. It's hard to read. And I had made the comment to Donna that what I just wanted to see was what's the list of checks that we paid, that each unit paid to National. That was what I had hoped that this would accomplish, that we just see how much we paid each year to National. And I've actually seen such a report, and it's a simple report. It's very helpful. It's not all of this thing. But what they're doing is they're going back to, the entire history of the foundation and looking at all the transfers and your opening position and your closing position and all of that. It's next to impenetrable. I would like to go and look at those data and see that data for each of the stations. Nobody would have to pay a dime. I go up to visit my father in the Bay Area, If Don, if there's no objection, Don and I can go take a look at that stuff. But really what I want to see is just a simple list of what did each station pay. That's it.
Well, you know, they do have that on the transfers, at least some amounts. But what you had asked for is more detail that supported that line item amount.
Once we see that, we can continue the discussion. Be aware that this is an interest of mine that Don is helping me. Thanks.
Okay. Great.
Is that okay, Don? Is that okay?
No, that's fine. The only thing is that this board has to decide if they do want me to go. You do have to authorize my flight.
Do you have a motion to present to the board?
No,
I was asking Donna.
And we're going to move this discussion on the last item to executive session.
Right.
Okay. Okay, I move that the board authorize a round-trip ticket to station of Mr. Adelson's choice.
I'll
and
second it.
Lodge.
National office.
It might be.
To the national, national office.
Okay.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections?
Can I... To do what?
I still don't understand.
Just to get me up there and bring me up tonight.
Donna, can you clarify, please?
Don't tell
To review the documents that Alan has already produced.
Yes.
And plus his analysis of it.
William?
I'm going on my own dime.
I just don't understand why a $99 flight needs to come to this board. That's all.
Well, if there's another mechanism to get it through, then you're right. It doesn't have.
I'm just saying we need to come up with systems, structure, so that something like a $99 flight doesn't take time away from a meeting that's already 11 hours.
It should be in the budget, but then people object if there's money in the budget for the board.
Madam Chair, I move to accept the report, except for taking out item number 4 and the other pages there, the audit report.
Okay. I think we have another motion on the floor that we need to move first. Mm-hmm.
Which one is that?
Your motion, Donna.
Oh, about going up to Berkeley?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there objections? All right, seeing none, so moved. Now, Director Williams, move to accept the report minus item number 4, which will be discussed in executive session.
And appendix 1.
And index 1.
Point of order?
Yes.
I believe that it's not generally in order to have a motion to accept a report overall. Reports are of a committee are automatically entered into the record. So they don't need to be accepted or rejected. If there's motions within them, then those should be taken one by one. But to just kind of accept a report really has no meaning.
Okay.
Can we get another opinion?
Second, Doctor.
Ted? No, just an opinion in terms of do we need to officially accept committee reports? Okay. All right, moving on. Thank you very much, Donna, and the Audit Committee.